This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 premieres Monday, May 13th on Exactly Right. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and I got a weed card today and spoke to the doctor for less than 60 seconds. America is already great!
I'm Brandy Posey, and I'm still trying to figure out which crystal will help me win Vaughn's Monopoly.
I'm Tess Barker, and I truly believe I don't have allergies because I'm too cool for them.
Shots fired!
This is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
For everyone, that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies
and ladies. Oh, there's lots of giggling.
Oh, yeah.
Behind the scenes here. Welcome to Lady.
Happy.
The pledge.
Yeah.
Happy Max Fun Drive.
Yeah. Hope you got your Max Fun pants on.
Yeah, I hope you got your Max shirt on and your fun pants
and
on.
Your maxi pads
and your maxi
dresses. And
oh, yeah.
You're driving to maximum fun.
Yes.
And you have a dog called Max.
Because everyone should.
Yeah. Max is always a good dog.
Max is a classic, classic dog name.
Pretty into that.
Yeah. So thanks for listening to the show. We appreciate everything. You'll hear our pledge drive stuff coming up.
We'll spiel in the breaks.
We'll spiel at you later on. Is there anything to announce? Oh, if you, we have some new Snapchats on Comedy Central.
Oh, yes.
They're coming out starting today, the 22nd of March. And we'll have them there every Wednesday for the next 5 weeks. So check them out. They're very stupid and fun.
And enjoy.
And they're a minute.
Bite-sized lady to lady.
Yeah, bite-sized lady to lady. We had a lot of fun shooting them. We dressed as Britney in one. There's a lot of fun shit.
A lot
shit.
Of fun wardrobe in this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, really yeah. If
the props game.
The way you see those is that you download Snapchat and then you go to Comedy Central's
If you don't
channel.
Already have Snapchat.
Yeah.
You should probably already have
it. If you don't already have it.
But first you download Snapchat. The way you see those is you download.
Well, some people don't have it. Yeah. A lot of people don't.
Here's what you do. Re-download Snapchat
because I know you deleted it. Because you didn't know how to work it.
I actually was like full on Snapchat for like a month and then I quit.
Right.
Yeah.
See? So re-download Snapchat. Go to Comedy Central's channel and then you'll see us. You'll see one of us saying something.
Swipe through to us and then swipe up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Swipe
yeah.
up is the general.
Get your swipe on.
General direction.
Yeah. Also, shout out to listener Molly. Thank you for all the love.
Oh, yeah. Molly's. We don't know when she's going to catch up to this. So she's been like, this listener has been documenting listening to the whole podcast on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I think she's on episode like 100 or something.
She just passed 100.
She's 100. We don't know when she's going to get to this one. But when she does, thank you.
Yes. It's amazing. She's just been like tweeting things that we said 3 years ago.
Yeah. And then we have absolutely no fucking idea what they mean.
Like, oh, yeah.
So she'll be like, Tess, I can't believe you. And we're like, I don't know what
I mean, valid. Me either.
But she loves us and she loves Taylor Swift, so
get it, Molly.
Shout out
both those things too.
Yeah, shout out to Molly.
And buy some pins, guys. They're available on our website.
Yeah, we've got cool lady heart pins.
LadyToLadyComedy.com.
Let's bring on our guest.
Okay, that sounds good.
She's hilarious. She's a writer for the Late Late Show with James Corden. Welcome, Lauren Greenberg.
Hey,
welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
How's your Max Fun Drive going so far?
So good.
Yeah,
it's better than your Toyota.
Best week of your life.
Yeah.
How many of these have we done? Is it the
third
year?
One.
Wow.
Yeah, it's our third
time
one.
Time flies, guys.
Yeah, I have to be honest. That Facebook function that shows you time things you did a while ago.
Oh, yeah, Facebook memories.
On this day.
Yeah,
oh,
it
I
is.
Hate that.
You hate it? It's helping me have a better concept of time.
Me too, kind of, actually. It showed me something with our friend Aaron Lampart putting on a pepperoni hat, which we did it like a house show years ago, and I was like, oh, 6 years ago. Okay.
Yeah.
Now I kind of know when things happen.
Exactly.
That's fair. I just don't want to, like, think about the past or, like,
just facing forward.
Yeah. It does feel weird because it feels like time. Yeah. It's weird to be like, what have I done since that pepperoni hat? I don't like to reflect on that too much.
See, I feel like I know what I've done, but it's all in a discombobulated circle in my brain. So it's nice to have it laid out in, like, a tidy line.
I'd rather just be delusional and be like, yeah, that was last year.
Right.
Instead of, like, 5 years ago.
That's a big thing for me where I'm just like, what? How long has it been? Are you kidding? What? That happened? I'm 20.
And I know. I do keep realizing I'm going to wake up and be like 60 soon.
It's fine.
I mean, not soon. You've got...
No, soon.
Oh, okay.
When it happens, it's going to feel soon. I just watched the first episode of Golden Girls, so... Dorothy has a monologue in there where she's like talking about how she was in the teacher's lounge with all these like 20-year-olds, and she was like... And then she looked in the mirror and she saw this old woman looking back at her or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Rose is like, who was it? You're like, ah, ha, ha, you dummy.
Ha-cha-cha.
Gotta cut that sobering moment with a little Rose.
Perfect. Have you guys watched the first episode of Feud yet?
Or I guess I've heard it's amazing.
It's amazing. Have you seen it?
Well, I've seen the first five.
Oh, okay.
An advanced screener.
Ooh.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's on FX, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think I'm going to watch that tonight.
It's really, really good.
It's crazy how things have not changed.
Yeah.
Like from that time to now.
From like the old days of Hollywood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just all about your looks. And once you're a certain age, you're like garbage.
Yeah. It's still all about that. We just like pretend it's not now. Yeah. We're just like, yeah. That doesn't matter. And it's like, fuck you.
There's just like this amazing scene in the first episode. It's not spoiling anything where they're showing dailies and it's like both women are like, they like flounce in to like make a show of watching them. And then they both quietly just like, Joan Crawford quietly gets up because she can't see herself that old on screen.
Ooh.
And then it just like Bette Davis is just kind of smirks at her, and then her dailies show up, and she just has this moment of like, oh fuck,
oh god, it's a really, hurts my heart.
It's real in a way you don't expect it, but it's so ridiculous too. And you're like, oh man, this is a stake.
It's what's his name,
Ryan Murphy.
Of course, I'm gonna
love
it.
It's like the most Ryan Murphy thing of all time.
Oh, yes,
like I just, and you know, I have the same birthday as Joan Crawford.
You said that in a way that would make her proud too. Excuse me, I have the same birthday.
Yeah, I've always felt psychically connected to her.
That's a hard person to be psychically connected to.
No, it's perfect.
I will say, on the other end of that spectrum though, if you haven't read my article about Betsy Johnson, please go read it. It's on my Twitter. But she was someone that really, I think, is very inspirational because of like, she's just decided to do the opposite. Like, she's just like, I don't like being, I mean, she's like, I don't want to be turned 72, but she's also just like retained her youthfulness so much in a way that's super inspiring.
Yeah.
Cause like, you do kind of have some agency over how old you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And also it's never, I mean, I think especially nowadays you can like reinvent yourself. You know what I mean? Like, you have a lot of options to just.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure.
Just like, you know, ignore all that bullshit.
I mean, I think the one thing that could put a hitch in your giddy up is if you want to be in front of a camera.
Yeah.
But other than that.
But even then, I think it is true. I mean, these days it is worse, you know, and better. I don't know. There's a lot of more like acting roles and stuff for, you know, older women that are coming. But it's still.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We have this segment on our show called Roll Call, and we've done it with like Tom Cruise and Tom Hanks, and you basically act out like every movie from their career. Mm-hmm. And we've been trying to find a woman to do one with, and they just don't have the same careers that these men have.
Yeah. That'll really put it out there in black and white.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, Meryl Streep is like the exception.
Right. Yeah. She's the exception to everything.
I know.
Always.
But it's like, it's just like so depressing because we literally looked at like every woman, like, actress's career.
Yeah.
There wasn't one that we could really do.
It's really sobering.
I don't know if I should be talking about that, but yeah.
No, I mean, it is reality.
It's much like the On This Day on Facebook. Like, that is a very sobering way to, like, calculate it and be like, oh, well, there it is. Just in black and white. In a way you don't see. Mm-hmm. When you're just looking through an IMDb page. Like, she had a kid for 10 years. That's what this is.
Right, yeah.
Well, and then, like, it's so unfair, too, because I think... Women, too, can, I think, be really guilty of this, is making fun of, like, bad plastic surgery and stuff like that. But when you're that cognizant that your multi-million-dollar career is contingent on how young you look, of course you're going to go get shit shot in your face.
Oh, yeah. I don't blame anybody for that.
No. Mm-hmm. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Because if you don't get that shit, You're not going to get
roles
either.
That's being a woman. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't, all the time.
Oh, yeah. It's almost like how it is for everything all the time.
Okay, Brandy, wait, you said something about your psychically connected Joan Crawford, but Brandy went to see a psychic.
Oh, yes,
there's the segue.
There we go.
So I was in Florida in Gainesville 2 weeks ago or three, whatever. I don't know where time is. Check my Facebook next year and find out where it was. And Gainesville is like an hour and a half away from this place called Casadega, Florida, which is this like town that is full of psychics. Like, that's where people go to study the craft of psychicry. And there's a hotel called the Hotel Casadega that is just full of psychics that you can come and just, like, get your shit read there. And I was like, I need to go see this psychic town. And because I wanted to go thrifting there to see, like, what are they, what's happening?
Yeah, what are they, what crystal balls are they getting rid of?
How was the thrifting?
The thrift store was closed by the time I got there.
Oh, no.
It's pretty bummed. It looked pretty sweet, though. It was like a lot of like very flowy, capey things.
Yes.
I was like, I want to see. I need to see inside of this. So I'm
I definitely don't trust my fortune getting cold unless somebody's wearing it. You know, something wispy. Mm-hmm.
Well, it was funny because like so I got read by this woman named Doreen because I was like, fuck it, I'm here. This is gonna be fun. And they're psychics, but they're still psychics in Florida. So they're like chugging soda the entire time.
Yes.
Or there was like a psychic outside just like gulp. Shame smoking outside on the porch. And I was like, you should know how this ends. Like, I know.
Maybe
how
she does know how it ends and then it's not bad.
Yeah,
I feel like
possible.
I only trust a psychic with like a full calorie Coca-Cola and a Marlboro.
Like she knows something I don't.
Yes.
How was your read though?
It was pretty sweet. So she also did a lot of like numerology stuff. I'm a master 11, which means I like have lived all of my lives and I've chosen to come back this time to impart wisdom to others, which is very
wow. Interesting.
I've had a lot of past lives. I've had like 80 or 90 past lives. She saw me as a clown during World War I.
I could really see that.
Helping out at hospitals. I was the Patch Adams of World War
One,
which is exciting.
Congrats.
In the 50s, apparently I was a mechanic, which also feels right.
Yeah, like, no, that feels right.
She's like, I see you working with cars with big fins. And
so when did you die? So you're Patch Adams in World War One, and then you had to grow up to be old enough to be a mechanic by the 50s.
Yeah, well, that's two different lives.
Just two different lives.
Yeah, I was like older. The World War One was in like the teens, so you know you could have died
so
in the 30s.
Died in the 30s, so you were like 20. You were like 20 when you started to be a mechanic. Mm-hmm. All right, I'll buy it.
Yeah. Also, she saw like because I've had like so many lives. So I also was a druid like back in the day. Like that's how many lives I've had like since I was a druid, and like that's why I just like I have a hard time meditating because I've like. Done that
because all of your lives are like jostling for attention in
and she was like it's hard because like you can already get to that state so you don't need to like figure out how to do it and I was like thank you everything she said I was like oh my god thank you yes I am evolved oh my god yes I appreciate it was great I have a lot of good stuff happening to me this year we'll see
hell yeah nice.
It's also like I just turned 33 and 33 is like your Jesus year. So it's like the year to like reset. Like I got like the death card for my.
Can be good.
Yeah, yeah. It's a complete transformation. So like the death card for career. And I was like, all right, cool. Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah. Let's bring it on. Mm-hmm. Let's do it. So it was really great. And just like this little like Coca-Cola drinking psychic was like, yeah, no, you're great. And she at the end, she was like, you are a joy to read. Your aura is just best one I've seen in a week.
Best one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So get a lot of compliments.
So what was the setup like? They're all in different hotel rooms or like so how do you pick one out
is
of
it like
this?
Hotel for dogs but with psychics? Yeah.
Basically. It's like literally there's a floor of just these small rooms that are just like set up for readings.
Okay.
And it's like so you call and you have to make like an appointment with one of them and they have this like amazing wall of psychics that like have everybody that works there. And there's like a medium that comes through and does like every 2 weeks. She'll like do a mediumship and there was a workshop coming up the next day that I could not be there for about how to like psychically connect to your pet.
I was like, man,
I'm a little bummed I'm leaving tomorrow.
Yeah, that would be a nice skill to have in your pocket.
Yeah, it was really.
I feel like that might. Yeah, at that point, I'm checking out.
Really? I already am psychically connected to my pet.
That's the thing. I don't think like a. You know what I mean? Of course, you're connected to your pet already, but I don't think like You're going to, like, read their thoughts. You know what their thoughts are. Their thoughts are food and...
Yeah, that's basically it.
I'm hungry. I have to pee. Love me.
Oh, God. Have you guys seen... I've been watching, like, a lot of Hulu, and there's some ad on there where a dog's talking. Like, it has the dog's thoughts. It's some, like, Purina commercial or something where he's like, I love chicken. Like, that's how he's talking. And I'm like, I hate this commercial so much. I don't know why, but it's, like, really bothering me that they gave the dog its voice. Because I don't think it looks like his voice or something. I don't know.
Yeah, you gotta get that right.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just, it's really bothersome. I don't know.
Sometimes other people try to tell me what Gatsby's voice is, and I'm like, no.
Like, you know his voice.
I know it.
He's British, right?
He's British.
Okay, yeah. Just making sure.
Yeah.
Sometimes people will give him, like, a Frank Sinatra kind of thing, and I'm like, no.
No. God, no.
Oh. Yeah.
I haven't given my cat a voice because I think he's a little evil and I'm scared to hear.
It's me, I'm Lily. Yeah,
exactly. I don't think I want to know what he sounds like. Good.
Do you have any pets, Lauren?
I don't. I'm desperately... I just want to get a dog so bad. It's really hard. Like, I live alone and I work.
All the time, yeah.
I need, like, a hiatus where I can, like, get one and bond with it.
Yeah.
And then...
Right, and then, like, you'll love it so much, you'd be like, okay, I'll figure this out.
Yeah. And that's what happens.
Yeah.
When you're ready, come to me.
Okay.
Yeah. And the rest of
She has access
left.
To the...
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I have access
the
to
the underground dog.
I'm doing that. Hell yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, psychics are always... I got my... Kristen Rand read my cards at the beginning of the year and over Skype.
Yeah.
And... So she gave me a month-by-month reading where, like, you know, saying... So I didn't want, like, you know, it's at one of those things where you're like, well, I don't want to, like, make this happen because she told me.
Yeah.
But also, like, I am kind of following it to see. And she said something when it ended in March it should end for a while, and it did. So I'm like, okay. And then she said at the end of the year, like, that I'd be very financially, like, okay. So I'm like, all right, I'm interested to see if that turns out.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
But it's, like, one of those things where you're like, I don't know if this is making me make decisions or, you know.
But if it's good things, I mean.
Well, yeah, of course, then it's a good thing.
Having goals, but you just did it because a tarot card did, basically.
Right.
Yeah. I think it's kind of just, like, it kind of helps you find your path a little bit more. Be like, oh, I'm working towards this thing. Thanks for, like, verbalizing it.
Yeah, when Bethy Squires was on the show and she read our tarot cards, and I asked her how I was going to qualify for the Boston Marathon, one of our listeners was like, Tess, Lauren Chandler was like, I'm a running coach. I'll get your ass to Boston. And I was like, all right, deal, bitch.
Yeah.
So amazing. I now have a running coach, Lauren.
So what does that mean? What do you do?
So she, like, sets out my training plan. She tells me, like, what all my workouts should be. And then I record them on my watch. And it's crazy because she can, like, see my heart rate and where I was everywhere. So just like... remotely monitoring. Wow. But it's like knowing that I have someone, like, seeing if I do it or not.
The accountability. It's always better.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I just started training with Resident Hunk.
Oh, you did?
You know Ryan, right?
Oh my God.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
How's that going?
Good. I've only done it once.
I didn't know you were training with Ryan.
Well, I just I need accountability. I really need it. And so I've been doing these other workout classes, but I have nobody that I'm, like, answering to. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I'm doing some sessions with him.
Hell yeah.
It's fun.
In his garage. Yeah. but it's funny too because I've never trained with, like, a friend before, so you know what I mean. I think, like, it's kind of weird where I'm like, I guess I need you to push me, but, like, he probably feels, like, weird about
it. Is he pushing you?
Well, we only've had one session, so it's, like, kind of that getting to know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the things I know I don't like are, like, very flowery, like, mm-hmm. you know, cheesy statements and stuff like that.
You
from
hate yoga.
A trainer. Oh, yeah, yeah, I hate yoga. Yeah.
It would be hilarious if Ryan, like, as a trainer, was just like, find the person within yourself. To become a butterfly, you must be a caterpillar.
Exactly. Well, I just hate, like, I don't know, just like, okay, you got this. It's all in you. You know, that kind of
I like that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not a fan. So.
I mean, but only, not from another person.
Right. If you, like, look at it yourself or something. Yeah.
Yeah. But I need it to be, like, meditative.
I can handle a few, like, inspirational Instagrams. But if it's someone saying it to my face, I want to
That
die.
Would be embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty hard.
Especially imagine Ryan saying, like, inspirational.
I know. Yeah, actually, it was perfect because, like, we tried the boxing gloves thing, and I hadn't really ever done
that
before. Yeah, boxing. You know, the boxing gloves thing?
Yeah, you know.
And I had never really done it before, and it definitely, I was like, And I had told him about like somebody who did something fucked up, mm-hmm. and he was like just telling me to picture them, yes. and I was channel like, "This it. Is perfect."
Oh, yeah, that's a good
one. I just started taking private boxing lessons.
Really?
And it is the best. Yeah,
it really. Oh, awesome. Yeah, it's like a perfect way to get yeah. out aggression, and yeah, if you just have that like one shitty person in mind, yeah. that's what I need. I want the inspirational shit. I want the like revenge.
Yes.
Revenge
yes.
body.
Yes,
you will.
Yes. Absolutely.
Very cathartic, and yes, revenge body. I love that Khloé is just running with that.
I haven't seen it, but it's a great like concept. Absolutely. Khloé Kardashian has a show called Revenge Body where she gets people like work out. Like,
oh,
you know.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. That's funny.
Dude, are you going to be like cut?
I mean, okay. My goal, I put hot summer bod in my calendar when we work out. So like, I think I just want like a summer where I'm just like, yeah, that's yes! kind of my goal, you know? Cause that stuff doesn't last forever. It's too hard to keep up all the time, which I know because like mm-hmm. I lost all this weight last year and it's like, it's really hard to keep up. You just have to eat like so well constantly, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm just telling myself like, I'm like, all right, you want like a summer of like feeling great and then we'll see. But of course, if you get one, I'm going to want it more. I'm just trying to think about it a little bit at a time.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. If you think like ahead too far, it's...
I fool with anything. Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know. I want to see an ab someday, you know? I want an ab.
Sure. Yeah. tell that to Ryan. He'll help you.
I did. That's what I texted him like a few weeks ago and all I said was, I want an ab. So... We'll see, you know. The accountability does do a lot, though.
Yeah, I'm excited you're training with him.
Yeah, it'll be.
And it's like a friend that you see out other places, so you kind of have to keep going.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's a lot better than like some brando that I don't know.
That's, yeah, that's too easy to blow off.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, and with him, I feel like I could like text him a picture of like some horrible thing that I shouldn't eat and be like, tell me how to eat this. Or I'm not going to do that much because I don't want to like...
Yeah. Oh, is that part of the
annoying
deal?
Well, I think he would, you know.
Yeah,
like,
would
eat it?
Yeah, he would be funny about it.
See, that would
something.
Just make me eat it more.
I mean, overall, I'm pretty good about that stuff now. I just, like, I still eat it. I just don't eat a ton of it.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, there's always that shit.
Do you guys think you could pass the Milk Ellen challenge?
What the fuck is that?
Oh, no, I failed at it in college.
No.
You failed at it?
Yeah, I puked all over guys. Right. Yeah, yeah. I revenge puked on somebody's bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, I was supposed to do it with my coworker this week, and we never got around to it. But I was like, it sucked because every morning I was like, I told her, I was like, because we both found out that we both like to be dared to do things.
Oh. Right.
So I was like, all right, Milk Ellen challenge. And so every morning I was preparing to do it mentally. And
wait, what is it? You drink a gallon of milk?
In an hour.
Ew!
So you have to keep it down.
Don't do that.
Ew!
I know. No one else was excited to watch it or be around it.
Yeah.
I think I could drink like a glass and then feel fine.
That's... Yeah.
My strategy was going to be, and I was also building up my dairy tolerance in preparation. I take it really seriously. I wasn't going to eat breakfast.
What kind of milk would you drink?
Non-fat, organic.
Okay.
So my plan
I think
was
I'd have to do almond. Would that count or not?
No.
Okay. No. The lactose is what gets you.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my plan was I was going to not have breakfast, so I was going to be hungry.
Right.
Work out before, so come into it hungry. And then this could either backfire or go really well. Put a dab of really, really hot sauce on my tongue so that I want the milk.
Oh, that's smart.
Oh.
But you're only going to want that for five, like, for the first glass.
No, if it's like habanero, something that
you
really...
You got so many habanero, like,
I know. So many solutions. Habanero dreams and solutions. And so, but then I guess you're supposed to, or what I read on the internet is you're supposed to do every 5 minutes you drink an 8-ounce glass, walk in between glasses.
Oh.
That makes sense.
I feel like we should do it on the show.
Ugh.
That's what we
would
should
you
do.
Would you do it again?
What did the psychic say about the...
She did not say. Doreen had nothing
you
to say
to
about
see
me
the,
drinking.
The PTSD look in Brandy's eyes that just happened. She just had a faraway gaze.
Because I also never throw up.
Right.
Like,
right.
So that's maybe the last... Like, that and one other time in the last two times I've thrown up. So I'm like, oh no, that thing that I do five times in my life.
I think next time we have just an episode with us three, we should try it.
Okay. Let's try it.
I'll do it again.
Because I mean, honestly, I think you win even if you're the last one to puke.
Why do you win?
I mean, you lose, but you win.
Okay, just for doing the dare?
Yeah, that's how dares work.
Okay.
It is.
Oh my God.
It is gross.
I don't think,
because it, oh man. It like curdles in your stomach.
Oh,
what?
God.
Yeah.
Does it?
Yes. Oh. So you puke up.
How?
You puke up what looks like cottage cheese.
Oh,
why
God.
Is it curdle?
Don't do this.
Okay, maybe
because
not.
It's like there's a no hot stomach full of milk.
Okay, maybe
but
not.
But if you just drink milk, it doesn't curdle.
But you drink that much of it, it like, yeah, you're, it oh, does really? That much of it in your stomach like curdles up.
Oh,
yeah, because
no.
you. I puked up chunks that I was not expecting. Not to get too gross.
This sounds absolutely horrific.
Yeah, yeah, Sean also really doesn't have good. He's not been supportive at all. He's like, you don't even like regular milk ever.
And like, oh, you're gonna be out immediately. You're gonna be a one glass.
Why am I so
pony?
Cocky? It's totally unfounded. Oh man,
I can't even think of like. I don't think I've ever really completed a dare. Dares like that are just that thing where you're like, oh, yeah, I got this. And then immediately you're.
Yeah.
It's like when I worked for that show, Solitary, I worked for this show on Fox Reality where these people lived in little pods. And then that was really stupid. But there was a challenge once where they had to like eat bananas. They were dressed in gorilla suits doing workouts, and then like if you lost the workout, you had to eat a certain amount of bananas. I felt so bad for them. That looked like, because you're sweaty and there's all this hair from the outfit like in your mouth, and then they're eating like 9 bananas at a time.
You can like barely eat more than one banana.
Oh, I can throw down bananas.
Really?
Oh,
really?
Yeah,
I can eat one and then no, that's it. The
oh,
end of
really?
that last bite of the banana, I'm just like, fucking.
We're grossing. Sorry, Molly, if you made it to this episode.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're just really going for it.
Let's do the banana challenge.
we'll be back. Think about it.
We're back from Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Lauren Greenberg.
Hey.
Hello.
And we're going to play a little game to get to know you better.
Great.
You excited?
So excited.
Roll it.
Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when?
Why?
So you get
love
it.
That.
The name of the game is Who, What, When, Where, Why.
Okay.
So hopefully if I get through this next piano class, we can upgrade all of our jingles.
Oh my God, yes. How's class going?
It's hard. It's way harder than the first one. I'm taking it at the community college. And,
oh, that's so cool.
It's not cool, but it's something. It's like way harder. The guy like is way harder to follow than daddy was. Yeah, first guy called himself daddy.
Oh my God.
So I don't know. I'm not as encouraged to keep showing up to
Did
it.
Did you
but...
play before you started taking?
No, I nothing.
See, I dream about doing that all the time, like taking classes at night.
It really is awesome. I mean, it's definitely like, obviously, I think we all know at this point that, you know, it's hard to learn anything like that.
Yeah.
But I definitely was like, oh, I need. So it's like the working out thing. It's like I need someone accountability. Like I need somebody being like, you're gonna have a test. You know. But it says you're supposed to practice 45 minutes a day, and it's like I'm not doing. That's not happening.
Yeah.
Right.
But you know, I'm showing up. I'm trying. We'll see. Okay. I can't get this thing open. If you guys want to.
Okay.
All right. Who is your Spice Girl?
Oh.
If you don't know off the bat, then you're. I'm just
kidding. I mean, I want to say Posh. I don't know why.
Nice. No, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys, you're the brunettes of the, mm-hmm. you know.
Oh, that
makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Classy.
Married to David Beckham.
I think that's why.
Fashion icon.
Yeah. She's releasing a line for Target.
Does she?
Yeah.
I will buy
Very
the shit
excited
out of that.
About that. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She's still doing it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
who are your Spice Girls?
Ginger. Mm. I mean, or / Sexy Spice. She had both. She was the only one who had two Spice names.
Oh, yeah. She was always Ginger to me.
She was Ginger and Sexy Spice. I don't know. I don't know when it changed or what the...
Was she Sexy in the UK first or something?
I don't know which one was first, but I just know she had both of those names.
I'm sporty now, but in high school I was scary.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never really had, like...
I think you'd be sporty.
Yeah.
You're probably sporty too.
Yeah, probably somewhere in there.
No, sporty's good.
I like sporty.
I like her.
Sporty's the best, and she had the best career after the Spice Girls.
Yeah. That is true.
They like all did pretty
and the
well
best
for
voice
though. Yeah,
you know
what's Baby up to?
That's that they didn't all do that well for themselves.
Baby not is Emma. Didn't she? Well, she had a kid with Eddie Murphy.
Nope.
No, that's Scary Spice.
That's
scary.
Oh, oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
Emma Bunton, I don't know what she did. Wait. I'm trying to find...
Jerry Hallwell?
No. I'm just trying to find the origins of Scary slash... Well, who cares? Whatever. I don't know where it is.
Or like where their names came from?
Yeah. I remember seeing on the box. You guys have the box? Anybody? Okay.
The box?
The box was like a... I guess it must have been a weird regional thing. But it was like this request... This music video request channel where you would call in.
Oh, I remember the box,
and like,
yeah.
And so I remember seeing... their wannabe like got requested like, you know, a billion times along with like Mbop and all that shit. That was like the big reveal, guys, for the Spice Girls for me.
The box?
Yeah. The box.
For me it was, I think, TRL.
I mean, I think that's what most people.
Yeah. Wait, why were you watching the box instead of TRL?
Because it was like, it was fun because you just saw the same thing over and over. You didn't have to deal with commercials. It was just like...
Oh, there was no commercials.
It was just like 10 music videos. Over
well, that's
and over
what TRL
again.
Was, but yeah. Then sometimes like Britney Spears would come in and talk to Carson.
Yeah, but TRL was a show. It wasn't the whole channel.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember the box.
I mean, I know some people. I'm not making this up. Those are not some weird. This sounds like I was like trapped in a basement watching.
We, you know, in the box, you, Barbara. Yeah.
You would call in. You'd be like, "I vote for Jamiroquai, virtual insanity, or whatever," on your phone.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure this wasn't like a cardboard box in your parents' backyard that you would like pasted pictures of?
My parents. Yeah. Yeah, I'm printing out pictures of a. Yeah. That sounds like something I would do for sure.
It does.
But that wasn't quite it.
Yeah, guys, you know, my parents hosted it.
Yeah, you know, Al and Susan, they were the hosts. My parents have such parent names. Okay, what is your breakfast order? These are hard-hitting.
These really are. Like, if I'm going out for brunch versus...
Yeah, brunch.
Up to you.
Versus at home?
I'll just make, like, a smoothie every morning, which is so boring.
I mean, at this point, I just do the most easy thing. I'm so sick of, like, every time I make something complicated, I'm like, God, this just so fucking takes forever.
I just love my Vitamix. I just, like, throw everything in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then going out, just any sort of, like, frittata I'm into, any seasonal.
I can't do spongy eggs.
Oh, really?
It's a whole, it's not
it's
my
like
jam.
A quiche without the crust.
What is the difference? Okay, it just has to have a crust.
So, yeah, I see. It's just like an egg pie, which is so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Calling it that. Awful.
So egg pie and the gallon milk challenge.
I remember the one time me and my friend were looking at Craigslist ads, and there was like a guy who wanted you to, he was trying to hire women to do sexy voiceovers, but I think he was just getting women to record stuff that he could drug off to. And it was like, one of them was like, "You put your face in my hair pie." That's what he was calling pussy. It was hair pie.
Ew.
Oh, God.
Ew. Hair pie. Oh, that made me sicker than
that
the
is
milk
so gross.
Challenge. Hair pie.
Sounds very British.
Yeah.
Hair
pie.
It does.
Hair pie.
Did he diddle your hair pie? Ew.
He did of me in my hair pie.
Ew. Oh my God.
That's hilarious.
So I think I have a hard time with anything being called like egg pie or I guess that could also be named for a vagina.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, if you never want to touch one again.
Yeah.
You call it an egg pie.
Why is that gross? But like calling a pussy a cookie is cute.
I've never heard,
I've never heard that.
Really? You never heard a pussy called cookie?
Nope.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have.
Really?
Yeah,
no. I like it though,
right?
Yeah,
that's much better, obviously.
Exactly.
Did somebody call it that on the host of the box?
I feel like there's a little Kim song. I mean, it's just like a. Anyway, get into it. Cookie Monster.
Oh, I see.
I just
but I mean, when a guy is really getting into it, it is kind of like Cookie Monster.
Yeah, exactly. Ideally, you want a Cookie Monster down there.
Oh my God. The noises. I don't feel like I go to brunch enough.
Me either.
I don't. I know I just said that. I never go.
Yeah. Although I will say I was walking yesterday morning. I left my car somewhere Friday night because I was drunk and I was walking to go get it last night and I hated every single human being out in Silver Lake. I was just like, oh God, we're the most insufferable people in the entire world.
Yeah.
Just like everyone just wearing the stupidest shit. Like they all just feel so cool. And I was like, ugh.
But I feel like brunch is one of those things that like, it's on the outside so easy to make fun of, but it feels good to be on the inside.
Yeah, that is true.
It's true, of course. I mean, who doesn't love, like, you know, going to meet your friends for, you know, and like having breakfast? Of course, it's the best thing ever.
It's wonderful. You put on a sundress, you get to drink during the day.
Yeah, sure. No, it's beautiful. But yeah, if you're an observer, I was just an observer through like the worst parts of like Silver Lake, being like, oh God, what are we doing?
Also, that's the brunch the day after St. Patrick's Day, which is like adds an extra layer.
Yeah, exactly. It was a lot. It was funny. It was like watching, I was sitting outside Whole Foods the other day, like eating, and I was watching the two people like trying to get people to like, you know, do the two clipboard people outside.
Yeah.
And just watching them get rejected for half an hour was like so hard. Especially because it's just I understand, you know, it's not necessarily hypocritical because it's like, you know, though you need to, if you want to give money to charity, you're obviously gonna like find the one you want. You're not necessarily gonna give all your information to somebody with a clipboard, which I don't think any of us does.
Yeah.
But watching people just reject them hurt. Like,
yeah.
And I just saw what she was like, do you want to help children in Syria? And the guy was like, what, you mean Christian children? And she was like, no, we help all children. Oh, and he was just like, he was wearing overalls, and I was like, go fuck yourself.
Will.
God, the amount of overalls I saw in Silver Lake yesterday, I was like, oh, what, are we all farmers? Fuck all of you. I was like, that was so annoying.
Have some sense of like shame.
No, there is none. That's the opposite. That's exactly the opposite of what's happening.
And like, why are we still using the clipboard model? That can't be effective.
It's,
I guess it must be, or they wouldn't be, or why are they doing that?
I honestly don't know. I don't know what's going on behind the clipboard stuff, but it can't be, it's just degrading. I just feel bad for them.
Yeah.
And like, I just go out the other door. I just like avoid the, you know, I don't know.
Did it make you feel a little better for like the times you reject them? You're like, it's everyone.
It is true. Everyone does. But no, it makes you feel worse. Trust me. It makes you feel worse that no one gives them the time of day to just see it happen constantly.
You know what I have to do for clipboard is I just take out my phone and pretend I'm talking.
I do too. Yeah. Most of the time.
I think that's a humane way of dealing with it.
Sure. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because it's like you're not taking it as personally because I'm on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure. Sorry, I can't stop.
Yeah.
I always say I've got a meeting.
It's horrible for everyone involved. The turnover at those jobs has to be 24 hours. I think you just have your first day.
It is. One of the girls was like, oh, it's her second day. There were two girls doing it. And then like I watched them not talk to each other the entire time while they were waiting for other people to come out. I was just like, everything about this hurts.
So sad.
Everything is painful.
They only get it like two or three signatures a day, too. Like that's what they're going out for. I've talked to people that have done it before.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no, it's like 8 hours and maybe you get three. It's
so
a good
what,
day.
Yeah, what is the model? It's very confusing.
I think it's like let us know if you've done this, but I think it's like you get a very, very small flat rate and then a little bit of a bump per signature, but
right,
I think it's super not lucrative and super shitty.
Yeah. Well, it's like, it's for the organization. You're not like making money doing it. You know?
No, it's a job. It's a job.
Well, yeah, but like you're not making like, it's not like a, like.
No, but you're doing it for money.
Yeah.
It's poor people doing it for money.
Yeah. I mean, it's a.
Have I told you guys about when I fucking tried to work for AIDS Walk?
No.
What?
God. I was like,
is this one of the things where you get like sponsored to do the things?
No, I was just super broke and I like found this job on Craigslist where they were like, come work for eight, like get paid to work for nonprofits. So I was like, all right. It was me and one of my friends, and like we showed up to the orientation and basically we just had to go like take signs and ask businesses if they would put up AIDS Walk signs. And it was horrible. Even that, I mean, no business once you walk. You don't want to be the asshole walking into a business. And so I did like three of them. And me and my friend like did it as a team, even though no one else was doing it as a team. And after our third business, we were like, should we just stop and get some wine? And we just stopped and got drunk at lunch and then never came back.
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be much easier after a few glasses of wine to be like,
that's
hey,
what we thought
take
too,
these.
But then we just quit.
Yeah, it's also easier to just quit after a few glasses. Yeah. It's easier to do things or just quit.
The AIDS made no money that summer.
But yeah.
Yeah, those jobs are hard and very thankless.
Bummer town.
Yeah.
Poor people. Also, one got into it with me once outside of Target. This guy, like, in the last election, when we had all those propositions, he would, like, had clipboards for a bunch of different propositions. I signed for the ones that I supported, but then the one about whether or not porn stars should have to wear condoms, I didn't want to sign because I was like, I don't think that should be a law. And he was like, why don't you think it should be a law? And I was like, I just don't. And he was like, why not? And I was like, because I don't. And I was like, it's my decision. I just don't think.
Because I support raw dogging. Get out of my face.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's essentially what he was making me say out loud in front of Target.
Wow.
What a world, guys. Next up.
When was the golden era of everything?
Oh my God.
I don't know if there is one.
What is like, this question?
I don't know.
These are all very open to interpretation. Yeah. You could say anything.
Yeah.
Golden era of everything. Shit.
Make America golden again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess like the 60s in my eyes, like not any time in my lifetime. It just seemed, obviously there were wars and I guess music wise. I don't know. I can't answer this question.
I have no idea. We were really programmed to idealize the 60s.
Yeah.
Because that was like when our parents were young. Mm-hmm. And like
the clothes and like everyone's at Woodstock and it just seemed.
Mm-hmm.
Is that 60s?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's the 60s.
I think music wise, yes, for sure. I would have loved to be around then.
I agree.
There's no golden era of everything, is there?
Yeah, I don't think we're there yet. I think like right when,
because there's always people getting fucked over in some era.
Yeah.
It's like when Star Trek starts will be the golden era, but like we're not there yet. And I don't know if we're gonna get there.
I've been thinking about Star Trek a lot lately because like replicators. So replicators are basically like a microwave where you can be like, give me anything, and it'll give you any kind of food you want.
Like tea, a 3D printer.
Yeah, 3D printer food basically. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And those are gonna exist.
Yeah.
Yeah, but is it going to taste like real food? I want to know.
I don't know.
But it would just make life so much easier. Just like anything. Mm-hmm. It'd be weird if you could just be like, give me an iPhone, because how would that work then?
Then does everything lose value because you can get anything whenever you want?
Maybe.
That's neat.
Yeah.
Maybe then we could be like communists because, I see where this is
going.
Yeah,
you wouldn't have to buy anything anymore.
That's dope.
Which is,
but it'd be about buying the thing that made you the thing. That's where it would all come in.
So some people will have shitty replicators.
Exactly.
Some people have, like, iPhone 4 replicators.
Right. So you get like a tomato that doesn't quite taste like a tomato. I don't know.
I think it'd be cool.
I'm very lazy, so that's appealing to me.
Right? Yeah. If you could 3D print your shit, that would be the best. God. Yeah.
I wonder if we'll actually get it, though. I feel like a lot of businesses will get in the way of, like, it's like the same reason we don't all have electric cars yet is because of, like, the oil industry. So I feel like everybody would be like, excuse me. Like, it would put Amazon out of business.
Well, literally everyone would be at, almost everyone would be. Mm-hmm. There'd be no.
Yeah.
What do you need? You're just going to walk in the shops and, like, there's a bunch of those things there. Mm.
But don't you have to, like, make the thing that's going to get replicated?
I don't know that the printer makes it.
From matter.
But makes it from what? Makes it based on what model? Someone has to make the original model.
I guess, but you could just make one of those. That's not like, you know.
But maybe like that makes you be more of a craftsman because the person that creates that original thing has to like really make it good because that's going to be the one that's replicated.
Mm-hmm.
That would be cool.
But we already have literally everything we could ever need made. So, like, find the best version
of it.
All right,
I don't really understand what's going on. I just know that there's still yoga and weed.
Yeah, I think you could. But imagine that if you were just, like, to a microwave, you were like, oh, give me, like, a joint.
And that was like, is Ring. A horrible situation. Yeah, I will never not be smoking pot.
It's going to happen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do have a fantasy because I like milkshakes a lot. And I wish that my when
dairy
I'm drinking,
heavy show. Yeah.
We really get into the issues.
Yeah. When I'm drinking a milkshake, like if I'm stone drinking a milkshake, I just wish that my tongue could be like a what's
like a loop
run
or
on?
Something?
What,
treadmill?
Treadmill. So that the taste would never leave my tongue. Just like like imagine your tongue rotating so the milkshake would never have to leave.
These are stoned dairy thoughts. <with Tesla>. That does sound pretty great.
Yeah. Could you do a gallon of a milkshake?
Oh, I think so.
No. God, you guys, we're just getting worse and worse.
Yeah. That'd be way harder, huh?
Yeah, I think it would be.
It's all gonna be hard.
Yeah, one time when I was in high school, I was stoned and I came home and ate an entire pizza, and my mom caught me throwing up, and she thought I was drunk, but really, I was just. I mean,
you just went for it.
Yeah.
All right. Where is your favorite place to impulse shop? This is a little easier than the golden era of everything.
Mm-hmm. My Amazon app. Mm. Speaking of laziness.
Yeah.
If I'm bored, if I'm like waiting for an appointment, I'll just go on Amazon and be like, what do I need right now?
Yeah. Do you guys, I sometimes try to do that and be like, I'll put it in the shopping cart for later. And then it doesn't really work.
Yeah. I usually just get it right away.
Yeah.
Don't really use Amazon.
Really?
No. Yeah. I like think they're evil. And I'm like trying to use them as little as possible. Yeah.
They are, but I've left that train's left the station a while ago.
No, I completely understand. I just try to as little as possible use them for stuff.
I mean, when it comes down to it, I pretty much don't need almost all the stuff I order on there. Sure. Some of it I do.
Yeah.
But yeah.
The laziness thing though, like for me, like not I the idea of like going to the store to buy dish soap.
Exactly.
Oh, I mean, I do that for sure.
See, I love that. I like to. Really? I like walking. I like walk. Well, we have a lot of places we can walk to around here for stuff. It's like a nice little errand. Go for a walk. Yeah. Pop on a podcast.
I need to start doing that though, because I just heard this article about how like loneliness and isolation is like just as bad for you as like smoking and drinking. And, people die young, and I am such a shut-in. It's scary, and I'm like, I need to, but.
Wait, what? There's an article about that?
Mm-hmm.
It's as bad study. If he was smoking?
Yeah.
Wow.
Shit, I gotta
start
smoking. Well,
then maybe we should just smoke, because I've met a lot of people smoking. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it is very social.
It really is. And you look so cool.
I know.
When you do it.
A lot of people at work smoke, and I'm like, I should be smoking with them. And like,
yeah.
If I didn't if I didn't have like stand up shows to go to, I would be so much more of a shut in, because it just like forces you out.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, like I could definitely see myself getting in that hole pretty easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I live in West Hollywood, so most of my friends are on the east side, and then I don't see anyone, and I just have no one.
Start going to get your dish soap in person.
Yeah, just go for walks.
But then it's even like sadder, because it's like, what, I'm just interacting with the cashier? Like, what is that what I'm living for today?
Yeah, I'm going to live longer to talk to this idiot.
Yeah.
And it always feels like a time taker upper. It's like, I would rather be like reading or just like sitting.
Yeah.
I love that though, because I think I've talked about this before, but like if I didn't have a billion errands to run, then I would be working on the things I should actually be working on. That can't happen.
Right.
You know, like I always have a billion like to do's because I have a billion actual to do's.
Yeah.
Always. Yeah. It is a good way to procrastinate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's
definitely.
And then you forgot something at Trader Joe's, and then you have to go back, you know.
See, I can only go on I don't know. Sometimes I do like to go on like major errand runs. But yeah, sometimes I just do feel like it's like just taking my time away from things I actually want to be doing. Like I don't want to.
Yeah, but I don't want to be doing the other things.
Yeah.
Even just like sitting on your couch and watching TV or reading.
Yeah.
That's what I want to be doing. Yeah.
That's pretty bomb.
It is.
Yeah, it's great. Do it when you get home from a walk.
I will say on the impulse shop tip, I also I think it's that to me is another way of procrastinating, but like in such a more unhealthy way.
Yeah.
Because it costs money.
Yeah.
But I do really
I self-soothe.
Right? Yeah. Like it's a great stress reliever, because it's so rewarding and so easy to do. And
I remember feeling really good when I read Amy Poehler's book, because she was talking about her kind of how she does that. She was just like, oh yeah, and then all of a sudden I'm on online ordering the perfect dish towels or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was oh good, we all do this. Okay.
Yes. Yeah,
I feel fine.
They've made it so easy. That's the problem, like with people self-control, it's just boop.
I just know.
They know it, and that's why they do it.
Of course. I mean, that's what we exist on.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I was reading, I was like, I'm trying to come up with an idea. I'm trying to write something about rich people. And I was like, oh, I don't know how they feel about things because I'm not rich. So I Googled what's it like to be rich. And I found all these interesting interviews with these guys who were like, well, you don't have to worry about your anxiety kind of goes away, but it doesn't necessarily make you happier, because buying stuff, you can buy anything you want, but that doesn't do anything. So they encourage you to spend your money on experiences versus stuff, because that's going to enrich you much more. You know, it was very interesting.
I already kind of do that and believe that.
Well, I do too, of course. But I think I get caught up in I still always get caught up in buying stuff. I mean, it's just how we are.
I think I just like spending money.
Yeah, it's you know,
I'm horrible with money.
We're like conditioned to do it, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But I was like, we just have so much that we don't need of so much stuff. Like, I want to write a joke about this, but I'm going to count how many. Next time you're at the grocery store, just look at how many yogurt kinds there are.
Oh, it's so aggressive.
Fucking disgusting. Yeah. It's like, why did we ever need this many? It's like over, I think it's like over 150, I would say, at least. Wow. It's just like, and so we just are so obsessed with like giving ourselves like the new, the next new type of.
You have to have all of the options.
Right,
you know what?
Right.
I'm happy to say I'm not supporting any of those yogurt types. I don't even stop in that section. That is one kind of.
That's the one dairy.
The line
of
yogurt.
Yogurt is fucking bullshit, especially Greek yogurt.
Have you seen the new ads that are like, we know you eat yogurt, but have you put it on your face? There's
actually, I have.
They're doing Aveeno. Jennifer Aniston's doing Aveeno ads that are like, that are trying to tell you put yogurt on your face.
That's like white girl cubed.
Mm-hmm. White girl in times infinity.
We're going to put some yogurt on our face. And be right back.
You're back. I'm Tess.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Brandy.
And we're here with Lauren Greenberg.
Hey.
Hi. We're going to do some advice now.
In the form of a lady problem.
Yes.
Lady. Lady problems. Lady. Lady problems. Lady problems, do you have them? Lady problems, do you have them? People have them.
Yeah.
If you have
if
a lady
you,
problem,
yeah.
Send them to ladytolady@maximumfun.org is our email address.
I'll read this one.
All okay. Right.
Hi, ladies. How do you deal with feeling different from the rest of your family? A few years ago, I moved about 2,000 miles away from the city where I lived until I was in my mid-20s. I went from seeing my parents about once a week to twice a year if I'm lucky and can afford it. I have one older sibling who lives about a day's drive from them, and I see her even less. She also now has a family of her own, which has opened weird new feelings in me because I'm one of those people who doesn't like kids and I'm not getting married anytime soon. I used to be much closer with my parents and sister, but feel like we just don't share much common ground anymore, and I don't know what to talk about with them on the phone or in person. It feels like they don't know what to say either. I keep focusing on our differences. They're all so much more financially secure than I am, and while we pretty much see eye to eye when it comes to politics, church is a major part of their lives, and I haven't gone since I moved out for college. My parents are so thrilled to be new grandparents, so they do a lot more to be involved with my sister's family, Skyping regularly, frequent road trips to see them. I know it's ridiculous to be jealous of a two-year-old, but part of me is resentful over the enormous amount of attention they give him, even when they're apart. He is mostly what they talk about, and I end up feeling left out. Is this just some delayed youngest child bullshit? I've changed and grown a lot since moving away, and I feel like they aren't interested in trying to know or understand me. I'm also dealing with anxiety and depression, which makes for communication difficult. Which makes communication difficult anyway. I'm looking for a therapist, but wanted to hear any advice you might have, since you're all pros at doing your own thing. Ooh,
wow.
Pros. Wow. Look at us. How do you navigate changing family dynamics when you feel like you just don't fit in with the fam? I mean, I'm dealing with something very similar to this right now. I had kind of a weird break with my parents. And like, for example, when I just went back home, I didn't stay with them for the first time, which was kind of a big decision. And it was hard. It was really hard and weird. And then like we did have those moments sitting there eating where it was like silence. Where it was like, what are you talking about now? Mm-hmm. You know, I will say... we talk about movies and TV.
Yeah,
yes.
We talk
a
about
one.
A lot of TV. With
you get into some pop culture stuff. That's like generally something that a lot of people, you know.
Yeah,
are
yeah.
Into.
I think finding those like neutral kind of broad topics is a great place to start.
Yeah.
Family dog.
Yeah,
it's always a good one.
Family dog.
Yeah, it's a. It's hard though because of course, yeah, they're grandparents, so it's like. That's kind of what babies are for in a family a lot is that you're just like, okay, we'll just talk about that.
Yeah, but I guess that, I think, okay. the same reason that like board games annoy me sometimes is why babies sometimes annoy me, because it's like, right, can't we just find something better to talk about than the fucking baby? I mean, like, yeah. I like babies are fun to hang out with and everything, but talking about them is kind of boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you don't have anything else to share, with, like, what else do you talk
about?
It
is like, and you know, so maybe lean into that and talk about the baby. I mean, babies are fun. They're cute. Yeah.
Well, and it's also like, that's something that your parents know. Like, I bet you, like, you moving away and being away is like something, it's very unknown to them, so they probably don't know how to talk about it. You need to be the one that kind of is like leading that with, like, oh hey, let me tell you about the stuff that happened this week. And like, they might not have follow-up questions because they might just not understand what that life is like. Like, they had kids, so like, they understand kids. Yeah. Like, parents only like talking about stuff that they understand.
That's true.
They do not like talking about things that are outside of their comfort zone, because it makes them feel like they didn't do something. Yeah.
I'd also say I have a similar situation, and I do a group text with my parents, and it's so much easier than like the weekly call or
whenever.
Yeah. Just like once in a while, drop them a line so you feel better.
That is a good idea.
I think send them a picture and then.
Right. It doesn't have to be like the weird pause that you get to choose when you respond and all that stuff. I think that helps a lot. And it's like, it's a hard thing, because you got to be easy on yourself and just realize that, like, you have a separate life and, like, you're growing into your own person, and that's okay. It's really hard to kind of feel like you're getting separated from your family, but, you know, you make your own family at this point with your friends and stuff, and, like, you are, you know, they're always going to be your parents, and, like, you're always going to love them, but you kind of have to, like, be kind to yourself and to them, and just be like, you know, maybe we don't have that much to talk about, but it's not the end of the world. It's just kind of how things go, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It happens to a lot of people.
Yeah.
I get weird. Yeah. I mean, I feel like confused sometimes with like people I know who are like super, super close to like everyone in their family or whatever. And I'm like, what is this? Who are you? you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think every family's dynamic is really different too, in the same way that like all relationships are different with everyone. So it's like, don't feel like you have to have, like, you don't have to be completely in sync with your family when you're an adult.
Yeah.
That's totally fine. And I mean, I think, like, finding, like, common ground things and ways to check in over text, it's great. You want to be in touch with your family and you want to have some relationship with them. So, like, I think doing those things to make sure that you have something to talk about is good. But, yeah, it's not the end of the world if you aren't on the same page as them.
And, like, I think you go through phases with that stuff, too, where it's like, you know, I don't know how old you are, but it's like right now, maybe, like, this is just a time where you guys just don't talk as much. And when you get a little bit older, maybe you, like, have more in common, or there's more advice from them that you want to draw on at some point. You can also, like, ask your parents about stuff when they were younger. Like, that's a thing that, like, you can always be like, oh, I, like, when you have a birthday coming, I'd be like, hey, what did you do for your 23rd birthday or something? Like,
right.
Trying to, like, get them talking about before they were parents. It's like some parents have a lot of like secret shit that you don't even know about. And you're like, oh, what? You've driven cross country to Chicago in the middle of the night to like hook up with a girl, and then you like, or like whatever it is. It's like, really? Okay. Did not know that. Thanks for round them out as people to yourself.
Yeah, I think that happens a lot where you just kind of like forget that they've had this whole other life, you know, and they want to be, who doesn't? I mean, most people want to talk about that. Mm-hmm. So I think, but I guess it can feel kind of weird, though, if you don't feel that close to them, to like ask those kind of questions. But I would just say try to, you know, overcome that, and they'll appreciate it probably.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say another thing. Sometimes I'll give my mom books that I liked after I read them. That's another good thing to talk about with your mom, books.
Yeah. No, that's definitely good.
And I love shopping with my mom, too. I think that's a good mom activity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's always, I always get exhausted immediately, though.
Yeah.
It's just like, I'm like, I got an hour in me, and that's about it. I guess that's good, because most moms do.
Yeah. But yeah, maybe if you're around with your parents, like, ask them after lunch if they want to go window shopping or whatever, and you can comment on the different stores or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard, because she says, I've changed a lot. I feel like they aren't interested in trying to get to know or understand me, which is, like, that's a really hard thing to feel, you know.
But they also might not be aware. Like, you need to lead with that.
Exactly.
Like, they probably aren't aware of that.
No.
Like, they can only ask questions about what they know about.
I mean, my dad sometimes will be like, I was on a plane ride and I sat next to this guy who was a grip. I thought maybe he would know you. Like, so I gave him your website. And I'm like, maybe he can, like, help you get a job.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, Dad, do you know what I do at all?
But they, like,
no, they don't.
They don't.
No.
They don't. It's really hard. My parents only figured it out after I got Corden.
Really?
But I worked on stuff before that, and they just couldn't. They had no idea what I was doing.
Yeah.
And it's hard not to be insulted by it, because you're working so hard, and, like, you want your parents to see what you're doing, but, like, they just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I think everyone in my family thinks I'm just out here, like, frolicking and, like, doing nothing. They're just like, okay, sure, you're just in paradise, like, fucking around. Which, I mean, I am for half of it.
Yeah. But that's your choice.
Somewhat working.
Yeah.
I think, you know, ask them for advice, too, about, like, life stuff. Because, like, you know, they have been around a minute, and, like, they have wisdom. And I think, like, everyone wants to feel needed. So... especially parents.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe ask them for advice about whatever in your life that you might be considering, finances or, you know, a work change or whatever stuff that they might have some experience with. That's always like a good approach to kind of get like a natural conversation going where, you know, you can talk about what's going on with you.
Yeah.
But I get it. I mean, it's a really hard feeling to deal with. And it's kind of like, I mean, my therapist put it is that I'm kind of grieving, like, the loss of, like, this relationship a little bit, or, like, it changing, at least. And you do kind of have to, like, look at it and, like, feel and grieve it and just kind of, like, understand that it's moving to a different place now. And it's not necessarily a bad thing, but it's just going to be a lot different than you might think how it's supposed to be, which you have to kind of, like, let go of.
And it's, like, an important moment to learn to, like, forgive your parents' limitations. You know, like that's, you know, it's like they just might not have the vocabulary to be able to understand. Like, they've been conditioned to be like, oh, my children have babies. And then, like, I'm a grandparent. And, like, that's what, like, that's their life path that they've always been told is, like, that's the way to go. And, like, you're something, you know, like, you're living a different life outside of, like, what they thought things were supposed to be. So it's, like, your job to kind of, like, lovingly educate them, but also be able to forgive them for their faults.
Mm-hmm. I mean, God, I feel so lucky that we grew up in the generation where it was not necessarily like, and then you, and then you get a job and then you get married and then you know what I mean? Like, we are so not of that. So I think that our parents' generation does have a hard time being like, no, wait, what? Yeah. What are you doing? That wasn't what I was told was how it works, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
But you'll be okay. Yeah. It's you know, hang out with your friends and, like, appreciate that you get to, like, build your own thing there and don't be too hard on yourself.
Every time you get jealous of a 2-year-old, just remember that you don't poop in your pants. I mean, I don't know you, so maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
But it's by choice.
Yeah. Maybe that's why your parents aren't talking to
you. By doing something way more fun than eating applesauce.
Oh, God, I was watching this on... Oh, this is going to be making fun of a comedian. Who cares?
Wow, shame.
No, I just, like, I did this, like, well, I'm not going to say where I saw it, but I saw this weird comic doing a set where he was, like, talking about how much toilet paper girls use. And because it was just, like, one of those things where it was, like, this tragic figure. And he, like, the more he talked, you were like, oh, this is very sad. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, so my girlfriend moved out. And, like, when she left, I realized how much toilet paper women use.
Because we wipe all the time.
He was like, because the toilet paper is really lasting a lot. And I was like, this man is so sad.
Yeah.
And then he was like, you know, it's like, she's using his, like, after a 12-pack of PBR, I'm, like, it's not as much as I use. And I was like, what
does that
mean? Just like, because don't you just pee a lot? Or was he talking about hangover poops?
He's probably talking about hangover poops.
I guess. It was just a weird way to get there.
That's unfortunate.
What's a hangover poop?
It's like sometimes if you get really drunk the next day, you just have to shit a lot.
Yeah. Oh, the more you know.
But I wouldn't think necessarily PBR of giving you hangover poops. I was thinking more like whiskey.
I think any, like, shitty booze gives you shitty shits. And that's just something you learn in your 30s.
Yeah, yeah. Da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
But yeah, sure, we'll end on that.
Lauren, where can people find you on the internet?
Twitter's good. At Lauren Greenberg.
At Lauren Greenberg. Follow her. She's super funny. And you guys know The Late Late Show, but watch it.
Yeah.
And you'll see some of her jokes and jigs on there. Is that what they call them?
Yeah.
Skits and bits.
Skits and bits.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And thanks for listening to the Max Fun Drive episode. Go donate now at MaximumFun.org/donate.
Thanks.
See you next time. Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker, for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.